You're listening to the Journey Church Podcast. At Journey Church, our vision is to see dreams discovered and built, and broken dreams rediscovered and rebuilt. Our mission is to love God, His Word, and His world. For more information on how to connect with us, please stay tuned following the message. Now we trust that you're blessed by the following presentation.
You know, while I was in Jamaica, do you have that picture, Darren? I preached at a church. And the picture doesn't really do it justice. This is probably one of the, I think it was the considered one of the larger Assembly of God churches. Assembly of God is a Pentecostal denomination, not Pentecostal in like snake handling or anything like that. You know, weren't bringing vipers out and drinking poison or nothing like that. But just Pentecostal in that, you know, they believe in a freedom. With the gifts of the Spirit that I think many churches need to jump onto. And it was a really fantastic experience. And to watch just, this church started at 10 o'clock and they ended at 2 o'clock. And I thought while I was in this service, how would the majority of our church do in a 4-hour service? Because I watched myself at times get a little fidgety, get a little, when is this going to be over? As we were in the 45th minute of a song. And I was thinking, wow, this is a different experience. And the pastor and I got to have a conversation afterwards. I didn't feel like I was going to be bound to a 30-minute message like we are in America sometimes. It's like, well, just be free, be you. And God rocked that room. My goodness. By the time, you know, I sweat here, but when I was done there, there was no AC in that church. My pants were soaked to my soles of my feet were squishing when I would walk. Like, I lost 5 pounds. A great diet plan just to preach in Jamaican churches. But I was there, and the pastor and I were talking afterwards, and I was in tears. I was overwhelmed. My hands were trembling. Because I was so impacted by what it is I saw. And then the church, they're just like, you're the greatest thing since, oh my goodness, Whitey can preach. Like, they were saying all kinds of stuff. And because we all know black preachers are the best preachers on the planet. And so I'm like, I'm not about to roll up in this church and act like I got a gift. But I just went nuts. But as much as they were saying I impacted them, I was like, in no way do I feel like I impacted you even remotely as much as you have greatly impacted me. Because I found in that church, and really overall in the Jamaican church, a hunger for God and for community more so than I ever have seen and experienced in America. 4 hours, and that was an early out at times. And I was talking with the pastor about that. And he goes, in America, and it was almost like he says, like we can't believe it. But he goes, is it true what we hear? And I'm like, what do you mean, what do you hear? He goes, after a service is over, we hear in America that people just leave, get in their cars, and go home right away. He goes, is it true? And I'm like, what? Yeah, of course, service is over. What else are we going to do, right? And it hit me, the point that he was almost trying to say, like, wow. Because I watched when they dismissed their service, nobody got in the car. Nobody started making a walk back home. Like, then it was moving on to the next part, which was just fellowship, conversation, meals. And I said, wow. I go, yeah, you don't see this in America. He goes, you know what we believe, this is what the pastor said, man, and they say man all the time. But he goes, what we believe, man, is that Sunday is the Lord's day. He said, so we give him the whole day. And I thought that was so impacting to me. And it convicted me to go, man, where is my focus at? Are we just here to satisfy a little blip on the calendar? Week. And then quickly got to go and do our to-do list. I feel like the Lord has just instructed me as a pastor, and I'm not going to go into all the details of it because it would be wrong for me to do, because I don't have definition to it all yet. But I believe the Lord has told me and instructed me to slow down our calendar, slow down how we do our services. And again, I don't know what all that looks like, so I'm not even going to attempt to tell you, because it'd be wrong to preach concept. But vision and purpose is very important, that we move way too fast here, that we are to be a church family. Amen. A church family. The people that you're around with right now in this room is your family. Amen. And I don't believe we view each other like family. And again, that's to no fault. I don't want anybody to walk under condemnation in that, because I'm here to focus on the solution. That we're going to begin to build things in the future here for us to become familiar with each other, for us to get to know each other. And I would encourage you to lay aside the hesitancies in doing that, especially if you're here for the first time. Then this is a really weird conversation to have. But welcome home, amen. Now we're all going to your house, amen. Pulse was the word that God kept giving me in prayer on the plane here, that we need to feel the pulse of each other. We need to know the pulse that's in the lives of the person that's in front of you, behind you, and beside you. You need to know the pulse, and they need to know yours. 25% of our church attends a small group here at Journey Church. 25%. That tells you how much of a pulse we don't have on people. Roughly 30-35% of our church serves in some capacity here. And that's fantastic, but my heart breaks for what I'm sad to say is the majority of our church that doesn't have the opportunity for us to feel the pulse in their life. Because what we just did here is stuff we need to be doing all the time, not just on Sunday mornings. We need to do this. How many know what happened in the prison cell in Acts 16 wasn't on Sunday morning, right? Say that was a Tuesday. Like, it needs to be every day. And we need to be living life with each other often.
Thank you for listening to the Journey Church podcast. If you would like prayer or to connect with us in any way, please contact us by email at info@journeychurchmo.com. You can also find more information on service times, events, and more on the website, www.journeychurchmo.com.